So as a Nigerian right now in the UAE, what are some of the challenges that you're facing in terms of like running the business?
UAE is not a place that everybody stays for too long. So that's a very difficult answer.
Yes.
How are you dealing with this weather?
With this weather?
Let's start with that.
My sister, don't ask it. Don't I...
I need to know because it's killing me.
Free my wig!
Oh my God!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Dubai Diasporas. My name is Yvette Kikuyu, your self-proclaimed host. First of all, before I go deeply into what we're going to be discussing today, I just wanted to say a massive thank you to everybody who has subscribed, everybody who's reposted, everybody who's shown me love across the multiple platforms. I do not take it for granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I truly appreciate the unconditional and unwavering support. Now, back to business. As you can see in the studio, is this the same event you saw last week? I don't think so. I've decided that if we're going to start talking about women who are movers and shakers in the UAE, we got to start at the top. And when it comes to my girl, she always has my head covered, be it hair, be it makeup, everything. And I just love how she's a serial entrepreneur, goes over and beyond to deliver nothing by the, but the best. When I first met this woman, I asked her, these are your prices. Are you sure this, your hair, is not going to fall off my head? It's not going to embarrass me? And she looked at me square in my eye, in my korokoro eye, my spiritual third eye. And she said, Madam, I cannot sell something that I cannot wear myself. And as you can see, I like good things. And since then, it has just been a beautiful relationship of nothing but love and support. And as you can see, the sleigh is giving. Welcome, my one and only Fola of FMG in the building. Woo, 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 woo. Oh my God, girl. First of all, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I know like you're one of those entrepreneurs who likes being behind the scenes, and today I'm putting you on the spots.
Like, anyway, it's you.
See, the unwavering support. That is exactly what I mean. And I appreciate you for doing this.
You're welcome, babes. You're welcome, babes.
Like I always say, when I started this journey, my whole goal, like I've seen a lot of podcasts out there that are focusing more on the intellectual side of life, the CEOs, the big businesses and all that. But I'm like, the economy runs on the SME sector. Those small businesses that get underlooked but actually deliver a lot of value. And for me, that is what FMG does for me. Is one business that allows me to transform my looks and redefine my beauty the way I want it.
Sounds good to hear, by the way.
So let me give you your flowers, baby girl. You're doing the damn thing.
Thank you, my darling.
Before you came to Dubai, we were suffering. Before you started doing wigs, my sister, if I wanted to import hair, I had to look in Yankee, US, I don't know, London, where, buying online. And that time, we were not very confident buying online.
Right.
And then you came and you set up shop, and I can be a different woman every day now, thanks to you.
As it should be.
As it should be.
Yes, as it should be.
And now, this is the most interesting part, Fola. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a better question. How did we meet?
My dear, do you know I don't know? Like, this question, I think it popped up in my mind, like, some days ago, and I'm like, blank.
Blank.
No answer.
Omo.
I don't know,
is
but I know that.
Something?
I like the fact that it's not, it's a convenient relationship.
Correct.
We don't have to see every day, but the minute we see, even if we are in the midst of everyone, we find a way out.
Our own way and our own vibe.
And
we make it
the
magical.
Bar. As it should be.
I appreciate you for that. And you always make sure we are looking good when we do it. Case in
but
point.
But that's the way it's supposed to be. I've said that like a million and one times already.
It's fine. Keep saying it. Remind them.
Oh, good.
Okay. Remind them. Cool. So before we get into FMG questions, I wanted to read some crazy dilemmas of like, obviously we've established you in the hair business. Mm-hmm. A couple of dilemmas about people who have had wig issues.
I would love to hear that.
So there was one where the girl said, hi, this was the strangest thing that ever happened to me, but me and my girls were planning a wild night out. Okay. And since my house was closest to the location where we were going to party, she decided to come and GRWM, get ready with me. So whilst we were dressing up, everybody put on their best outfits, did their makeup, but the hair she had was just not giving. I was not content, considering that I know the place we were going to was a very high-end location, full of potential amazing men, and I wanted my friend to represent herself to the best of her ability. Mm-hmm. So as a generous, caring friend, I dashed her one of my wigs. For the night, so not for life. I just said, please, manage this one for the night so that you can look good where we are going. Little did I know that this young girl is a crazy woman when she gets drunk. And after we left the club, she ended up getting into a fight with another girl over a man, of course, and she was arrested. Mm. And now my biggest situation is tomorrow I have a date with a guy and my favorite wig is with her in jail. So please, free my wig.
The wig has been jailed. The wig has been jailed.
Free my wig.
Oh my God.
Free my friend. Free my wig.
Everybody with their own problems.
Abego, it's not me who sent you to go and fight. Free my wig. Oh, I did you a favor. The wig is in prison.
My God.
Can you imagine? Maybe even one of the wardens has already collected it.
Do you know?
Because if it's fine,
and
yeah,
you said it's
not
an expensive wig,
you know, your wigs, God, you have those signature ones.
Yes, I agree.
And maybe that day, maybe your friend just came here and she came with one riff-raff hair that is not looking nice.
And then the wig went to jail.
The wig is in prison.
Hell.
The wig has a criminal record
now.
Ah, it's a problem.
Sorry,
problem.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Sorry, just wait.
Please.
Let the wig
contact FMG. If you're going to potentially listen to this podcast, she got you. But let me tell you, the wig stories out there are mad, Fola. I have one of my friends. Let me give you this one. This one is a true story. I know this babe personally. Eh? Okay. She's cabin crew for one of the airlines here. So you know how maybe like on the weekend you come from a flight, you have one day off and then you're on standby and you're like, okay, let me clean up today. Tomorrow I'll rest. And then in the afternoon, I'll go to the salon, do my hair and everything to prepare for their next day flight. That's how she cleaned house, everything. The next day, she slept the whole day. She woke up like late at night at 9 and she couldn't go to the salon. So she just said, I have one wig like this. I will manage it and go to work. So everything went well. She was on the flight. It was a turnaround flight, if I'm not wrong. I actually can't wait for her to come to the podcast because the way she tells this story kills me all the time. You know who you are, and I know you're going to watch this. So what happened was she got on the flight. First thing she noticed, this flight has some fine boys. I think it was one of those countries where they have like American military men. Fine boy, no pimple. Big body.
Please, what kind of wig was she wearing at that time?
Wait, the gist is loading.
Sorry.
So she was wearing a wig, and you know now as cabin crew, you have to do the flight safety demonstration.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
So it's like exit doors here, here, and then you have to show how you do the mask. That's how she put the mask. It has the rubber band. When she removed it.
Please don't tell me. Don't finish it. And then
the wig was in seat 14C.
Oh my God. I feel for her.
Can you imagine?
Oh my, you see, can this you imagine? Is why you need to prep your hair.
Thank you. You've literally gone into my next question that I wanted to ask you. Before we delve into the business aspect of how you built your empire and what you have plans for, give us a few tips on how we can be managing this hair situation. No,
the thing, how am I getting started now? First of all, one thing people don't understand is as long as you're buying a cloth and then you know you have to wash it when you wear it, you have to iron it if need be, you need to take care of your wigs. Mm-hmm. Even though hair, we need to make on, e.g., your friend, we need to make corn rolls. We need to do things. So why would you think that your wig will be in the same state? A wig that was made from hair that's been cut off a human being. So the protein is not coming in anymore. Don't you need to fix it? Like, I don't know why. Anyway, I'm supposed to tell them. So wash your hair. If you can't take care of your hair, take it to a professional. Let them revamp it for you. Straighten your hair.
What's the word again? Revamp. Did you hear that?
Revamp
the wig.
Yes. Yes. Take care of it. Always keep it in a plastic bag or sateen bag is better.
Mannequin
is fine, but it's also good to protect it so that it doesn't dry out. E.g., the weather right now.
Correct.
So it doesn't dry. It's still okay.
Yeah.
And then, e.g., you're having a bone straight and then you fold it and you dump it. please, my dear, how do you expect it to be? Okay, fine, you've dumped it. Be ready to do the
straighten it
and get it back to life. Just assume that because I bought it for XYZ price, mm-hmm. it should be the same way. My dear, if you're buying a Gucci bag and then you have a stain on it, won't you clean it?
Fact. And you'll take it to a professional to clean it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That is actually very true. Once we're speaking about wig maintenance, I also wanted to inquire, in terms of securing the wig, is wearing a wig cap very important?
Well,
do you recommend it?
Some people are not comfortable.
Okay.
So I would say, do you? It's okay. It's fine.
Mm.
But if it's your wig, you're not sharing it with anybody, it's just your hair, you can do without it if you don't want to wear it. Mm. But if you do, please, by all means, go ahead.
Go ahead. Because I normally feel like sometimes the wig cap gives it nice grip.
Yes, it does. For people like you that have your low cut, but your hair is much, it makes the wig bulky, so you need something to make it flat. But I'm talking about people that already have their cornrow, who have listened to the maintenance part of taking care of your hair.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have your cornrow, it's flat and all of that, you just might not need to use the wig cap. However, if you don't have your cornrow, your hair is bulky, of course you need to use that. And I'm not saying those are the only category of people that need to use it. Everybody can. But I'm saying it's better for that set
situation
of people. Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay, cool. So we've talked about styling, protection, revamping. I love that word revamp. It's so bougie. And I love it. Like even for me, I'll give you a classic example. I probably have like 10 different looks from you right now.
And I think it's more.
It's more. I'm just trying to be modest.
It's more.
And like every time I'm rotating them, of course, you'll find that in a season, like for example, in winter, I prefer my shorter wig, my longer wigs because the weather is conducive. And right now I like to rock my bobs or like my fros because they're easier to manage, right? Mm-hmm. So what I always do, I just get a courier company or even Fola will organize someone to come and collect them from your house, take them to her shop, her beauty salon, they get cleaned, washed, and styled. And they're delivered in style. You should see me when I'm going to a salon. I carry them on their mannequins. I even tie for them seat belts in the mannequin once they have already been styled. Because slaying is a full-time job.
Yes, I agree.
And slaying starts at the top.
It's easy for yourself.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand why there's this obsession in beauty right now about DIY. Do it yourself. Do this, do that. That's how I went to bleach my hair and relax it. And everything remained in the shower.
Hey.
Can you imagine? I never used
sense. Are you serious?
My sister.
Oh, my God.
I was showering, watching the hair, and I'm like, why am I tasting something? I now looked at myself in the mirror. I said, I'm a bald woman.
But I trust you to pull it off.
Thank you very much. But at the same time, with that being said, is I've realized that there is power on letting the professionals do what they do. You cannot be good at everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
It's just like me. Okay, now, we in the salon, we needed a makeup artist, right? I didn't say I can do it. I focused on what I can do. And we got a makeup artist.
Fantastic.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Correct.
For styling, yes, I can do that, but somebody else can do it. Go ahead.
Correct.
You can't do everything.
You can't do
everything.
As a
matter of fact, if you want to do everything, you are wasting money. You know why? If you're trying to do everything, you won't have time to actually do a lot. But by the time you spread it out,
Massive sense.
You get to do more. Even when you pay your wages, you still get more. Like
I like that.
Dealing with it, I don't want to pay. My dear, try for one month. You see that you make some more money.
Correct.
You pay whatever it is you need to pay, and you get more.
That is actually.
And then you get some peace as well.
That is so. That last part. Very important.
Over important, my sister.
You know, Fola, I'm just thinking about what you've said right now about being able to hire people for the right talents, even when you know the core business is actually your goals, your dreams.
Yes.
It gives you more time to continuously develop your product instead of being engaged in the day-to-day.
You won't even have the time. Do you know I have clients? There was a time I was flying and then I don't know, for whatever reason, the Wi-Fi wasn't on. So I think a client reached out when I was on air, and then obviously
you couldn't respond.
I'm sure she would have seen that it was one tick. Right? By the time I landed and then I got into the airport, I was going to use the Wi-Fi. The first thing I saw was the message, and I saw, now, wow, is this how you don't respond to people? And then before I could, I'm like, hello. I looked up and I saw that I was blocked already.
You were... A word is enough for the wise. Delegate as so much as you can. So imagine if I was
busy.
Yes.
And then you block me because I'm not responding to you when I'm doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, how now?
Very true.
Anyways, this is what it is.
That is deep, deep wisdom right there. So you've heard, as a business owner, don't try to be Superman. Find people who have the right talents and the gifts for what you need and delegate where you can and focus on what you do best. Yeah. Thank you. Cool. So let's get to know you a little bit. And me, I like embarrassing people. So hey, we're already seeing the boss.
I know that's your way.
You know, this is supposed to be fun, lighthearted content. It's not that right. Serious, big boss kind of thingy.
Where is the big boss here, though?
Please relax. If I shout, relax. Tell us, do you have any, how do I say this? Do you have any awkward or embarrassing moments that you would want to share about? Like anything?
Hey, good. You get to embarrass me.
No, it's just bonding. I like it to be real, raw, and relatable. So, yeah.
If you can think of? If you asked me this question like a few years ago, I would have said none because I'm like, whatever it is.
But yeah.
I think I have one. Mm-hmm. No, I actually do have one. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a long story, by the way.
My dear, we have time. Okay. Me, I like gist now. You know.
I know. My gist partner.
Yes.
So, what happened? Okay. I have to take some steps
no back problem.
Before I can
okay.
So that the uh-huh. story can.
From the beginning,
you know.
I get it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I met this lady. Mm-hmm. I can call her my friend.
Okay.
But, you know, very zero maintenance. I don't want to call her acquaintance.
Okay, she's a friend.
She's a friend because she's good.
Okay.
Like that. Okay. Well, maybe at that time I would say acquaintance.
Okay.
Okay. So I had cause to work with her, mm-hmm. and then she's also a businesswoman, mm-hmm. doing very well in her field, mm-hmm. very well. And then we're talking about networking.
Okay,
yeah, I think that was the topic then. And then she was telling me tips and tricks on how she does it and all of that. So I'm like, I hardly go out. Mm-hmm. I'm either working or go out once in a while and all of that. And I would love to be doing stuff like that, maybe. You know. And I'm like, okay, fine. If you have things like that, let me know. I'll be happy to come along. And she was like, no problem, sometime I get plus one,
okay,
I'll let you know. Makes sense, right?
Makes sense.
Okay, so at maybe months after, because she's also my woman,
okay,
she buys my wigs, right?
Okay,
months after she reached out and she ordered maybe bundles or units, I can't remember.
Okay,
she ordered something and then I had it delivered. I think she was supposed to make a transfer, but okay, I wanted to invite her to lunch, and then she was like, no, remember, I'm supposed to invite you, yadi 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 yadi. Mm. I'm supposed to have something coming up soon. Mm-hmm. I will give you the details once I'm sure, mm-hmm. and all of that. And I said, okay, no problem. Mm. And then, it was Christmas.
Christmas.
In fact, it was Christmas Day, right? Okay. You see the story?
Yeah.
Even my best friend doesn't know. Now, nobody.
An FMG exclusive.
I've never said it before in my life.
Okay.
Because this particular story, whenever I remember it, mm-hmm. You know this meme, I'm sure you know it, of a little girl that has her hair up and then her hands. You know what I mean?
I know that meme.
That's what comes to my head. Like, I'm always speechless. I just go.
Gabrielle Union's daughter, when she's sitting with her hands in between.
Oh, really?
That meme.
I just go. Mm. No words. Mm. Back to the story. So, she sent everything. It was supposed to be Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And then, typically, my family, we spent Christmas anywhere but home.
Okay.
But this year, that year, was in Dubai. Mm. We were in downtown, I think. Yeah, we were in downtown. And then she sent it to me. There were lots of drama, not drama per se, but getting the kids settled.
Correct.
Working on Christmas Day. Yeah. My staff don't work, so I need to receive all the orders myself so I can send it to them the day after.
Got it.
And then, but I knew I was late.
Okay.
What I was going to wear, tall or something, I think button fell out or something. I just picked up another thing, wore it. Mm-hmm. Half of my makeup was back at home because it was I rushed all the way. So I forgot a lot of things. Half of my makeup was back at home. I just managed to put up something together. So the meme on my mind wasn't the me going. Mm. And then, I don't know. When you say a day wasn't your day.
I get it.
That was a typical example of what happened. Okay, so I got there. reservation. They were already there. I was late, by the way, like an hour or two. Mm-hmm. They were already planning to leave.
Yes.
When I got there, hi. She was there with her husband. She was, and then another friend and her husband.
Okay.
I think the other friend came in from the US. Mm. Okay, so I sat down. Oh, I forgot to add this. When we're talking about, you know, I sent her hair to her.
Correct.
So she was like, okay, let's do it this way.
Yeah.
When you come for the brunch,
yeah,
I'll give you the money.
Yes. So when makes we meet, sense. We can just settle.
All right.
Got
so,
it.
All right, no problem. So when I settled in, they brought in the menu. I think you're supposed to go with some belt. I can't remember now, but it's not. Anyway, so it was a case of pick your
what you want.
What you want and all of that. So she was like, I can't remember what the belt. Anyway, she picked what it is she was supposed to pick that my lunch was supposed to be. Now I agree. We're acquaintances back then.
Mm.
That my lunch was supposed to be 650 dirham. Mm. I had my card.
Mm.
I was prepared for myself.
You were ready.
Because that's me.
You like, carry vex money.
No, it's
you're
not
ready.
Even a matter of vex money.
Mm.
I was the one that offered that you should invite
true,
me.
True.
I'm used to paying my bills. Good. Like, so imagine my shock when she brought her card and said, no, 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 no. I think that thing wicked me like. And then before I could get over that, she was like, by the way, your money for your hair.
Wow.
No, we've not even gotten to the story.
This is not it.
Ah, no, 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 no.
Oh, you're still loading.
No, no, no. No, no, no. No. Wait, hold on. And then I was like,
okay.
If it was someone like my friend,
yeah,
I would maybe relate. Or I'd say, no, no, no. I think I'm used to the, don't worry, I can
you're
take care of myself.
And you're also used to taking care of people. You're just naturally like that.
So I think the table turned and I didn't know how to
react
or receive or reject. But I knew it was going to be wrong to reject.
Correct.
Because I felt I was the one that offered to
yeah.
Like, how?
How?
And she was with her husband. I said that already. And her husband said, babe, enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
She was like, the only thing I need from you is make sure you drink.
Have fun.
I was weak.
Mm.
Maybe that contributed to my mess up.
Mm.
I'm getting to the mess
Which,
up now.
Hey!
Ah, no. It was epic.
Uh-huh. Let me even sit properly.
Okay,
this one, I want to listen with
I
my
think
ears.
I was fiddling with my phone. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of activities. You know how the
Christmas
Bible,
season,
and it was
yeah.
Christmas. Mm. So there was a lot of activities going on around and all of that. And, okay, they brought the menu. For drinks. Mm. You know, I'm a mixologist, by the way.
Yes.
So they brought the menu for the drinks and I was like, okay. I looked at this one. I said, is this one this? Because it looked like the name. I can't remember the name right now.
Mm.
Looked at the name and like, is this one this? Mm. And I looked at the company and I'm like, okay, fine. Can I have this? Which is what she was having, mm-hmm. right? Okay. And I continued pressing my phone, talking to our guests, probably gisting with her.
Mm.
You know?
Just the normal
doing
brunch
everything. And then, shortly after that, she handed me a glass of wine. Nobody drank it. It was
okay.
New. So in my mind, I'm like, who owns it? But she was already
yeah.
enjoying herself.
Yeah.
I just look, 650. Make sure you drink.
Mm.
You know, I wasn't used to that.
True.
I'm like, fine. Let's go. I had the wine. I mm-hmm. drank it. I didn't know that was my drink. Okay, so I ordered. I would add this because it will make you understand where my own angle.
Yeah.
So I ordered, and then when my meal came, she ordered something else. I think she had eaten. You know, don't forget I came late.
Mm.
When I ordered, they brought my meal, and then she was like, she wanted to taste it,
mm.
right? So she had a bite,
mm.
and then I continued, right?
Mm.
And then I took the glass of cocktail.
Mm.
I had some. I dropped it. Thinking now, did I even notice when she took and drank some? I didn't. But she already took out of my meal, so
yeah, you're like
it wasn't
easy.
A problem
yes.
at all. But oh,
we are sharing.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And then I think she had a glass. I mean, she had a sip. She dropped it. I had another sip because I was like, hey, I dropped it. And then after some time, I noticed this glass wasn't there anymore. It was far away. Okay. And then I ordered another one. So I think it was after that she went to the bathroom with our guest. Everything just made sense to me. Like, wait, what just happened? Someone paid you 650 yeah. Dirham lunch,
yeah.
and then you were dragging a glass of
wine.
Did I just do that? Do I go back to
the meme?
to that. How did I do that?
You really felt this embarrassment.
Till tomorrow.
Ah, I would have drank it. I've already started. Let me just finish it. I know. I know. Like, she's gone the extra.
I could order another one. True. I had unlimited drinks.
True.
But I thought it was my drink.
But then at the same time, Fola, like, remember, this was just that day that was not yours. From the morning, the makeup, the getting late and everything. Shit bloody happens.
I know. But you know, okay, good. Mm. See, you were able to give me some excuses or reasons why I should let it go.
Yeah.
In my own case, whenever I remember, I go blank. Like, I have no reason whatsoever to have gone that route, but it is what it is.
My question is, are you guys still friends?
Oh, we are. I said we are acquaintances then.
Mm, now you're best friends.
Oh, does she ever invited me? My dear, I wouldn't invite myself.
There's only room for one moment of embarrassment.
No. And I goofed it. Mm. I embarrassed our village people.
But the one that has shocked me self is the one of the babe who texted you and just when you were on a flight and everything, and she blocked you.
I have no idea what I see.
And I've actually been saying this to a lot of my friends. Like, I don't know if I start my own business right now, if I ever do go into the same line of work you have, if I would survive, because there's a certain element of speed that people have nowadays. It's crazy. It's crazy. You're pressing phone, dealing with orders until 4 a.m. in the morning.
Try 6 a.m.
I don't know if I can do that. But whilst we're on that topic, Fola, and I guess maybe this is where I would like you to tell us a little bit about yourself before we go into FMG. So how did you end up in Dubai? Of course, you've mentioned kids, so you're married. Do you know, for years, I didn't even know you had children.
No way.
You're one woman who I think knows how to compartmentalize every aspect. I absolutely love that about you. Because some women carry this matter. Oh, I have to be running home. My husband has not eaten. My children this. My this, that. But you, when it's Fola time, it's Fola time. When it's FMG, it's FMG. When it's MBL, it's MBL. Like, you're so good at being in the moment for that particular thing that you're doing there. And it's a skill that a lot of people don't have.
I don't even know that it's a skill. I didn't even see it that way. I was just trying to live my life and satisfy everybody. But, well, I would say thank you for the compliment.
Receive your flowers.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I still feel some parts suffer when I'm dealing with another part. Do you understand? But with grace of God, understanding people around me, we keep pushing. Because it's not like it's easy, but we keep pushing.
Interesting. Amazing. I want to talk about your friendship with Ivy. How did you guys meet?
Hey, how did we meet, you and I?
I don't know. Uh-huh. Same story. Seems to be a common theme with your friends. But I love the dynamic.
I know how to blank. I think that's a problem for me. Like, you can literally call my middle name nonchalant. Like, I would do something and I would not even remember. And then when it comes up, like, how come you didn't remember? I go,
It's no big deal. Yeah, true.
Did I just hear about my friend? I have this friend that one day I was on vacation with the family.
Okay.
And then she reached out. She wanted to do something on a Sunday. I wasn't around. My staff wasn't around. She wanted to do something at work. And maybe they didn't respond to her early. I was on vacation. And then she just busted out. Madam, what's going on?
Yeah.
She actually told me that she had been keeping malice with me for the past 2 months. My dear, I had to laugh. I didn't even know. You don't understand.
Madness. People have space in their head.
No, that's not even the point, but I didn't even know she was
keeping. That's the thing. So how am I supposed to know?
Because I'm like, but I probably have sent you a couple of messages.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, but she doesn't send me a message. I'm like, I didn't even know.
I didn't know. Like, people are busy.
Why? Okay, what exactly happened? And then we sorted it out. But I laughed, like, she don't have wasted that kind of energy.
Correct. Just come to me correct and be like, X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D. And also, that's a skill that you have, because, like, I love how there are seasons maybe I go quiet on you, because we support each other a lot. You're like, madam, this one that you've disappeared, where are you? You're also very good on checking up on your friends.
And I don't know that.
Yeah, because you do it naturally. Like, for me right now, I feel I'm not good with my long-distance friends. And if she's going to see this, Janice, I'm really, really sorry. But she moved to Yankee. She used to be in Dubai for years, and then she got engaged. Now she's married, and she lives in Yankee. And I feel so guilty that because of the time difference and when she wants to talk, me, I just want to be alone after work and be in my mood, watching TV, doing my things. And unfortunately, I've been a shit friend to her. And the other day I was talking to one of my other close friends and I was like, and she's like, maybe you just have trauma for long distance relationships. Because there was one time I dated somebody for 4 years and it was long distance and it didn't end well. And I was like, that could be true. Maybe that is the underlying reason that
really,
I'm not.
It could be true.
Because, you know me and you, even if we bump into each other, even if we had not planned to be there together.
You know, but you see each other.
We move. We are good.
What's been happening?
Quickly. Finished. And then we move. All right, cool. Now let's go, of course, to the main reason why we are here today. FMG, how was this beautiful baby born and how long has it been for you in this business?
Another long story.
My dear, come on now. Give me this.
So we were living in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And then it was just destined for us to be here. Anyway, we got here and I'm this kind of person. Should I go way back? When I was in uni and then my parents sent us to UK on vacation, my pocket money, I'm going to use to buy clothes I'm going to sell in uni. My brother that will now dash me money that I used to do my own finding.
You're smart.
Well, that's my life. I was opportunity to have a car. So when I'm going to school or coming back, my mom's driver will take me or bring me back.
Okay.
I hope she doesn't see this. So when they give me my pocket money, there's one China town in Nigeria. It's in Falomo. The driver will first of all take me there. At this point was when all these colored plastic earrings were in vogue. I will go to Falomo, use all my pocket money to go and buy those plastic earrings or whatever it is.
That is in trend.
Yeah. Buy it before I go to school. So it's when I'm selling that I'll be making my money back.
Interesting. But this means you've always had a passion for like beauty since way back when.
Wow. It just dawned on me.
Yeah.
Maybe I just felt it was easy to sell. I don't know.
Interesting.
Because women are hard to deal with.
Women are hard to
I'm
deal
thinking
with.
About and it, I've and had they... to deal with men, women all my life.
Clearly. Oh,
wow.
Clearly.
So back to present. Even when we're in Saudi Arabia, we used to come to the UAE very often, even if it's a taxi man, I want to engage. So what business brings money here? Like, you don't see me.
Entrepreneur, gong gong, you don't carry them for your head.
I'm thinking about it. I never even asked anybody, where's the party at? What business brings money here? That's my...
Your go-to line.
That's my go-to line. So you give me your own idea. You give me your own idea or whatever. Okay, so I started with getting apartments. Shout out to my little cousin. Lovely... She was here. She left. She went back to Nigeria. I was in Saudi Arabia when she wanted to start the first one for me.
Okay.
In fact, she started the first one for me. So, and okay, now there were when we got to because my husband got a job in Ajman, and then we're in the hotel. So, I needed to go and check the apartment she got for me.
Okay.
So this is how it works. You rent it. The first one I got ever.
Yeah.
Rent it per year, and then. You rent it out to people monthly. They pay you and all of that. That was the first one I got ever. And I was supposed to go there. So I was looking for, like, a babysitter for the kids. And I met this Filipino man. Of course, my normal line. What can I do in this country? And he was like, what I do here, because it was supposed to even give us an apartment. He now told me he has an apartment. He rented out daily.
Daily, not studio, even monthly.
Studio.
Okay.
Daily.
Daily.
Just daily rent and all of that. I'm like, that sounds nice. And I was like, are you interested? I said, by all means, I'm interested. Because that was Ajman.
Yeah.
In fact, it was in my building. So it made a lot of sense for me.
Yes.
So that's how those people, God bless them. The wife will be with the kids. The husband will be taking me to everywhere I was supposed to get everything. Got the first, not my home.
Yeah, I know.
Got the first studio. And then the studios were quite big. So he just made the design and did all the decor and all of that for me. And then told me where to put it, which was Dubizo. I put it on Dubizo and I started getting clients. I got so many clients that I had to, this was, I think, November. By end of December, I had to get the second one. And I got up until 9.
Amazing.
That was when I was like on my 7th that my brother came in to join me. So when he came in to join me, I felt, okay, there was a day I sat down in the sitting room and I watched a movie. And I watched the second movie and I'm like, at my age, how can I have time to watch two movies at the same time? How? Now, what can we do?
What can we do?
My brother is here. Please, handle you.
You can handle that side of the business.
Let me look for something else to add. And then, I think shortly after that, the lady that makes my hair, lady turned sister, like a big sister to me, she brought it, and I didn't like what I saw.
She brought in hair, and you didn't like what you saw. Yeah. Okay.
So first thing, I think we need hair in this country. Now, I have one habit. I don't go into any business without having a niche of my own. So, what can I do differently? We have bundles all around. Yes, there are lots of bad bundles in Dera.
Oh, sis.
So, but if I'm bringing bundle, I need to convince them.
True.
Now, the styling is not it. I also need good wigging. What can I do differently? So, I decide. I called her. I told my husband. And some other man. Another sister. Trust me, I have a lot of sisters. Another one, her name is Felicia. Bless her. We are still together.
Bless you, Felicia. Bless
you. Tomorrow,
you.
Like, she's...
You may be the reason why amazing. We are wearing this wig now. Because you injected because we've
been,
more
she's been there since day one, day zero.
Nice one.
Okay, another person I'm going to give a shout out to is... Her name is Femi Bolo Mopi. When I told her, she's my friend. When I told her I was going to Nigeria to learn, she was already ordering. That she didn't know was like... A push for me, like somebody already believes in me.
You can do it.
She didn't know this. I never
you can
said it.
Do it.
So I went back to Nigeria.
Yeah.
To learn how to make wigs myself.
You learned how to make.
I don't know. I believe it's wrong for you to do a business you don't know how to do. What if all your staffs leave? How are you supposed to correct them? If you can't correct them, how are they supposed to take you seriously? Correct. Because you pay the salary?
No.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. And just for context, what year is this when all this is happening?
2018. I think that was end of January.
And that's when I think like there was a huge transformation where people stopped doing sew-ins a lot and wigs were just picking up. But the quality was not good.
Thank you. So I knew that because that was something I could create in this part of town.
Can we just talk about sew-ins small? I suffered with sew-ins. The first day when they make it and they flat iron that your front hair looks good, the next day you're like, why is my wig from Brazil and my sew-in is from Africa? What's going on here?
I saw something like that recently and I'm like, we still have these pictures around.
You see your flashback pictures on Facebook and you're like, oh, more. And I thought I was slaying. I was bad.
Well, I think I was nice enough myself that I was only taking pictures when I just make them.
The fresh ones.
So I didn't have the history of... And don't forget that I forget things like that easily. So
smart.
I don't want those memories. It's fine. It can go forever.
So you went back to Nigeria and your friend who was believing in you. Sorry I interrupted
you. Oh, no, it's fine. I got a wig. I got a bundles. I made a wig good enough. I not practiced with a wig, but made sure that they were done well. Got more hair, ordered. And then I met a very amazing person. The person I went to train with took her time. Took me to where to get products. Gave me suppliers everywhere. I mean, all over. I keep saying one thing to you tomorrow. She's part of my... hair story, but she doesn't know the impact she has done. So I came back and I started ordering, started slowly from my city room, by the way.
From your living room. Wow. Wow.
Because I needed to get myself together, trying to put things together. And things were picking up.
Nice.
Well, one thing I can say is, to the glory of God.
Okay. Amen.
It's been elevating.
Glory to glory.
Like, glory to glory.
Sis, I've watched your journey right before my eyes. Yeah.
Okay, so I started from there. And then don't forget, I still had those apartments. Yes. But I had to drop them during COVID because I couldn't deal.
Yeah.
They could bring COVID. At a point, I brought somebody else just to clean. So I had my cleaner and I had the person taking people in. So sorted, I focused on the hair and then I started doing that.
How was the hair business in COVID? Were people still buying
Yes, wigs? Yes, yes. Because a lot of people were doing things online and they needed their face looking good. So I didn't have that problem many people had. It wasn't like it was smooth.
Yes, I can understand.
Yes,
because
but
movement was restricted and everything.
I can't understand when... No, not from a part... Not from a... How am I going to put this? Not from the angle of... What are you talking about? But from... I really cannot understand when people said that they didn't make anything. Mm. I had problems with deliveries.
That's what I'm saying. Because
I had problems with shipping in.
Shipping in, okay.
Yeah, because they also had restrictions in their country.
Correct.
But I was still able to move.
Mm. It was slow, but it was steady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't really slow, by the way.
Say it with your full chest. I love it.
It wasn't really slow. It wasn't really slow.
Nice.
But delivery, I'm used to same day delivery, next day delivery. So I had a bit of issues with that. Because delivery, you can order, you can send for pickup today and they won't come until 5 days.
You even forget what you had ordered.
No, I can't forget because the person waiting for the hair is waiting. I have a meeting. I need to go good. True. Because this was the only part showing. So
correct.
I don't know what was going on. It's not my problem. But you see, this part was selling for me.
Omo
was Omo.
This one is Omo first class. So I would have never even made that connection. Wow. So that's how now you started, like, because I noticed even, like, when I first came to buy, it was small.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have, like, three big walls full of hair. And I'm just like, this babe is an inspiration. And now we've even grown. We have salon. Like, everything. Your one-stop shop for all your beauty needs. Like, that is amazing, Fola. Amazing.
Thank you, my darling.
Yeah, so, you know, the reason why I started this podcast, as I said in the beginning,
yes,
was to tell the stories of particularly Africans in the UAE who are doing these beautiful things that don't get the recognition they deserve.
Okay.
So as a Nigerian right now in the UAE, what are some of the challenges that you're facing in terms of like running the business?
Well, I think the main challenge I'm facing now is the fact that the visa is not, we can't get visas to, okay, let me put it this way. Most of our styles are done in our country by our country people. They get to learn faster. They have places to go and do the hands-on training.
Correct.
Now, because of this visa thing, we can't get to employ people and bring them in.
So the opportunities are there, but unfortunately,
like there are some places I'm supposed to put in some people to do some things for me. Now I don't need to mention them here.
Yeah.
But I know that if the visa was opened, I probably would have been able to source for somebody, but even if I get the present, how are they going to come in?
That's the problem.
So that's one difficult. I think that's the major thing because it's affecting everything else.
Correct.
Because for purchasing, I don't purchase in Nigeria, so I don't have problems with that. But for the hands that I need, I'm more okay.
And let's be honest, when it comes to beauty standards, I just set the standard.
Yeah.
Because you don't play with beauty.
With full chest.
You know, go carry last for this.
No, never. Like, a friend was telling me that go to UK, Nigerians are all over making hair. I said, it's our work.
Yeah, it's true.
Please leave it for us.
It's true.
I mean, I do it well.
Very, very well. Very, very well, I must say. Is there anything else you would like to add? Because I was speaking to one of my friends and she said, like, one of the issues she faced when she was starting her own business, she does designs and stuff, clothes.
Okay.
And was like, there was restrictions even in terms of opening bank accounts, so on and so forth.
Yes.
So it seems to be like a governance issue.
Do you know that these people just woke up one day and closed my account?
What?
Same thing to my brother, with my brother.
What?
And some other people that are Nigerians, even one of my friends. So, and this is an account that I've built so well. So imagine if I needed my statement of account.
Mad.
Thankfully, I didn't
even
need
apply
my,
for visa.
You know, thankfully, I didn't need it for a few months, so I was able to open another account and build another statement. But what if?
What
just
if?
Like that because I'm a Nigerian.
Yeah, it's the government part in terms of how they're managing international relations is really, it's a cry for help. Because when I first came here, I came here in 2009, then officially settled fully in 2010. To see an African-owned business was like spotting a unicorn in the desert. Impossible. So now that I see that we've finally broken that trauma of like, oh, only certain people can do this, or we understand how the law works, I think part of it was just ignorance of people not knowing how it works, but now we get it. And now I'm seeing a lot of people taking the plunge and even saying, before it was standard that the main thing you come for is employment, but now you settle down and say, no, okay, I don't want to work for anybody. I want to work for myself.
Yes.
And then you have a government that is not doing anything for you and you have potential. It's painful, Sha. It's painful. It's sad. Why lie? It's very sad. But anyway, We move regardless.
Yes.
We do. So I don't want to keep you for too long. I have a couple of questions that I wanted to ask you regarding your business. I just read an article when I was preparing for this podcast, and it said that the wig business is now worth $6.13 billion annually. And it's expected to go in double digits this year, because before you would have one wig, you would wear it until everything falls off. Now you have a wig for each and every day. And sometimes the wig you wear in the day is not the one you wear at night.
Right, of course.
You know, you want to switch things up a little bit.
You can even match it with your outfit.
You know, so it's only going to get bigger and better for you. But the most interesting part is that men now are also wearing wigs.
Yes, yes, yes. I've had a lot of men reach out for wigs. I'm thinking about it, but you see, part of this is one of the answers to your question. But I don't know much about. Okay, two answers. I initially said I can't do a business. I don't know how to go about it.
Correct.
So I don't know how to fit in the wigs for them. So I need to know that.
Correct.
Two, and I need to get somebody that will be doing it right.
Correct.
Before I can think about
it. But it's something that you would potentially go into.
Yes. Because I've had a lot of people ask about it. You're very right.
Interesting. Okay, so let's talk about wigs in a little bit more detail since we've covered the business aspect. Tell the people out there who would probably want to know where you are, where to locate you, and like what are the price ranges for the wigs you offer. Like, would you like to just give us like a ballpark figure?
I think because I'm in UAE, I try to do something for everyone. I know it's too broad, but
no, sometimes you have to start broad, and then with that, within that broadness, you'll find what works for you.
Well, technically, I can say that I for every target market in the same business, I have my people. So if e.g. somebody that buys like the middle class comes in and say, points at a wig from the local, this is not what you buy. I've had one laugh and say, oh, it's supposed to be a gift, and I say, fine. Or you want, maybe you buy low class and you're picking middle class. I'll go, this is not what you want to buy. But I kind of have a relationship with many of these people, so they understand that it's not from a place of insult.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to make you know that.
I understand you. Yeah. So would you say that your return clients, you have more of return clients than new clients?
UAE is not a place that everybody stays for too long. So that's a very difficult question. That's a very difficult question to answer.
Very well said. Very well said.
I've had people who leave. People come. People go. Yeah. People don't plan to leave. Things happen. Life happens.
Yes, I still day here. I still go rock this week.
But those who are around are still around, and I know them. But of course, a lot of people left and are still leaving. New people have come in.
So correct.
That's why we keep trying to push the old things, add the new ones, and all of that.
Okay, cool. All right. Do you have any questions for me?
I have a lot of questions for me, for you.
I'm just
I don't even know where to start from, my dear.
We shall continue this partnership until me. I can't thank you enough, Fola. Like, you don't know how God sent you for a very long time, about 2 to 3 years. I would see a wig online, and it would take like 2 or 3 months for it to get to me. And now in that two or three months, now I could have had you color it, style it, cut it, revamp it.
You would have rocked it. You would have changed it.
You'll be rocking the same
wig in another way.
In another way.
That's why.
While the other one is still on transit.
You know?
So kudos to you. Like, this was just to get like into your head a little bit, see what your plans are. Thank you for sharing your story and your journey. I guess last but not least, all I wanted to say is two things. If you were to inspire someone who is probably thinking of going the same route, like, what would you tell them?
It's not easy. Trust me. But don't stop.
Don't stop.
It gets so hard that you just want to get under the duvet and sleep off and go, no, I'm done. It's okay to sleep. But wake up.
Continue.
Do not get discouraged because trolls will come. You just might get under your skin.
Can we just pause there? Trolls. Those people are wicked. But I spoke to one of my friends, and I called her because there was someone who said something that's not so nice about me doing what we're doing right now with the podcasting. It's like, yeah, she's good at what she does, but she's so inconsistent. So I don't even know whether I should try watching her podcast again. Let me give her like 4 months. If she'll probably drop off. So what's the point of even getting involved right now? That thing pained me, but at the same time, it fueled my fire. Now I feel like I have a point to prove. So when I spoke to this friend of mine, he said, Yvette, in your life,
can you imagine?
People, the wickedness is free. Wickedness is free.
Hey. You know the sad thing about this kind of thing? Are the people that are not even doing well in their field.
Thank you. And I agree. Instead of you, I agree. I have fallen off the bandwagon a few times.
Is it? Should I?
Pause. leave matter for Matthias, my sister.
Hey, God.
But now I've realized that in this season that I am in right now, there's no pause or break. I've identified there'll always be three categories of
hold
people.
Hold it there.
Yes.
Do not do this for anybody.
Mm.
Do you? Mm. So you don't get burnt at some point. Do it at your pace, your speed.
Mm.
Just keep doing you. Mm. It's something you already love doing.
I do.
So just do it at your pace.
Mm.
Not because you want... It's good.
Yeah.
The fuel or the fire is good. Mm. But don't let them get into your head. Because, my dear, as you're growing, more will come. More. So how do you want to deal with all of them? Sense. Push them to one side. Just focus.
Sense. Last part. You have a very, very beautiful relationship with Ivy. And you know one thing that I love about you is when I reached out to you and I said, Fola, we have to do an interview together. We have to do a podcast together. Can I bring you and Ivy? And you said, no, let me come on my own. Let Ivy come on her own so that you have two episodes. Each is in their own industry. And I was like, that in itself is very heartfelt and thoughtful.
Well, that's the truth.
Someone else would have not seen it that way. So I really appreciate
it. I thought I was doing it for you.
You did. You did, actually. And that's why I'm thanking you for it right
You're
now.
You're welcome, babes.
Do you feel like your relationship with Ivy works very well in terms of friendship? And of course, you guys have partnered in businesses together because it's just the two of you. Or like, what is the secret in there of your beautiful friendship? What would you say it is?
We've decided that we are going to walk through whatever it is.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
No matter how tough, nobody's going anywhere.
Mm.
So even when we are breaking our heads in the corner, we don't get to see.
True.
So... And for me, I believe we've gotten to the point whereby you know this person has got your back. She's got you.
Ride or die. In it to win it.
If there's anything like, that should be an understatement then.
Mm.
If there's anything else.
Better than that.
Then that should be the word. But I think basically the point is, even when you want to get, like, no, I'm done. Remember, no, this, you can't be done.
I have.
So it's not like it doesn't get bad.
True.
Of course, it gets beautiful in so many ways. Like, she's not even a friend anymore. I think you should stop calling her that. I think that's a disrespect.
Hey, Ivy, please, no vex, I beg. And when you come to the podcast, please bring small chops. I use God beg you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it. We've already decided, I have, and I think I've seen that in her. That we've decided that what, no matter whatever it is, we'll push through it and then move on.
Do you feel like friendship duos work better than maybe a friendship triangle or like four? Two people is like an ideal.
To be honest, this is my first one friend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I have very good friends. Like, very good friends as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I have like three, four.
Mm.
Yeah. One in, yeah. Three, three.
Mm.
Very good friends, like tight. Mm. But going in anytime, fighting through it, working together, money means nothing between us. So some people get, I can't count the amount of people that kept saying, you guys want to do business together? It's going to spoil. Mm. Things are going to scatter. Mm. Money's going to be an issue.
I've never asked this. Were you business partners first before friends or friends before business?
Friends before business.
Friends before business. Okay.
Even when we have issues while doing business, put it aside. Like, you want to fight, you do that one separately, and then the relationship comes up. And then if you're having a friendship fight, put it aside, focus on the business. I think I've answered the question already.
Yeah, you have.
Determination that this one is not going anywhere.
done. In it to win it. It's like this one meme I saw this week where the guy was like, he was having a fight with his babe and the babe was like, I'm done, I'm done. And the guy looked at her and said, eh, do you know how long I chased you? Do you know how long it was hard to toast you? And now you want to go. Go where? Sit down. When you're finished angry, we pick up this relationship and we keep moving. I was like, I love that.
But that's literally, that is it.
Love that.
Literally, that is it. Like, you need a break. No, well, I need some time to myself.
Yeah.
And then, guess what? Even when you're supposedly having your time to yourself, you're answering questions, you're asking questions, you're still discussing the things, making the next dates. So, I don't know.
Interesting. Cool. Well, frankly speaking, I have no more questions to ask you. I hope this is not the first and the last time I will see you on this couch.
No.
Because...
Boy, I've not asked you. Yes. How are you dealing with this weather?
With this weather?
Let's start with that.
My sister, don't ask it. I
need to know because it's killing me.
It's killing me too. And I was actually telling my friend that the longer you stay in Dubai, the less resilience you have for summers. Because I'm seeing these people who've just moved in after Expo. Every weekend they're on the beach, they're turning, they're this. Mm-hmm. I cannot do anything before 5 p.m. Impossible. I can't.
Even after 5 p.m.
Even after 5 p.m. it's a struggle to pull me out. And I think also getting older, I'm getting tired quicker. Mm, so I don't know, but I love this place. I can't think of another place to call home. This is the only place I've lived my entire solo life. Mm. So for now, we're just going to have to find a way to make it work. Yeah. And also, thank God for COVID. I never thought I would ever use that statement in my life. But yeah, thank God for COVID because now I enjoy the fact that I have a hybrid work schedule. Like there are days I can work from home, there are days I can work from the office.
Yeah, I can remember during COVID.
Yeah, because sometimes it's just even that when you get into the car, it's 100 degrees. You get out, it's 17 degrees. You get in the office. Every time you're just angry because you're constantly cooling and your temperature is rising, cooling and rising, cooling. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, Africans, we like spicy food. So it's adding to the temperature.
You know.
It's crazy. But
and it will be hot.
It will be hot. But we are managing.
Abi.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much, Fola, for honoring
you're
my
welcome.
Invite.
Thank you for
coming.
Inviting me. It was actually fun being here.
I always use this statement, and I'm pretty sure you've seen it a lot on my Instagram, where I say representation is key.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation with a 17-year-old who's currently studying medicine, but that's not his passion. He's actually into entertainment. Mm-mm. And he does this weird thing with, like, you know those straws, glow-in-the-dark straws?
Okay.
He puts it on his body with his friends, and then they do dances. Nice. So it looks like a Game Boy, but it's actually like... It's literally art and music. Mm-hmm. So he wants to go into that, but because he doesn't have someone who looks like him doing the same thing, he's just managing the medicine, going through it right now as a safety plan.
Managing.
Which is painful because he already knows exactly what he wants to do. So that's why today I wanted you to come here. If there's anybody who sees an opportunity or potential to dive deep into the beauty industry, continue giving us range and choice to look better and better. Oh yeah, here's your classic example of someone who is doing it every day and loving it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to give her a free plug because I know she's very modest about these things. Girl, get your crowns from FMG Wigs. We'll put it right here on the screens. They have everything for everyone, as she said. Very wide price range, and I guarantee you, if you get your first crown from her, it's not going to be your last one. Until next time when I come your way, my name is Yvette Kikuyu, and...
My name is Fola Kelsho, FMG.
Hey!
And before you go...
Yes?
I should say thank you. Aww. Thank you for being so amazing. Do you know that if I was supposed to do this elsewhere, you'd be the first person I'll call, like, hey, Yvette, I need your... Oh, well, probably the last person I'll call before I go, like... I need your ginger right now. I need you to hype me. Like, you're a personality of your own. You enter a room and you cannot not be noticed. Not in a bad way, by the way. Like, you bring life to the room. You bring life to the activity. You put a lot of things together. And that's such an amazing thing. Thank you. Coming from a very shy person like I am.
Thank you.
It's an amazing
And story. Today you did it, Fola. You did it. You did it. I'm you proud have no of idea. You. Well done.
I did it with you.
And you did it
and
with me.
And it made
me.
It easy for me.
I told you, since we cannot remember when we met, today's our anniversary.
Yes, yeah, so.
So we met today stamped. Many years ago.
Stamped. Yeah. I owe you a date.
Done.
Every day. Every year.
Done.
13th of August, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Make we go start now.
Yeah. We move.
All right.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.